As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10, place your first bet on any game, and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.
Let's get ready to podcast!
Hubmeyer.
If you're going to go stick your head in the sand like that, get out of the sport.
Mike Coppinger.
It's creating a huge mess. It's absurd.
No, you're wrong. So
it seems like a cash grab.
You need to turn up and you need to be on it.
We just started going at it.
You got to go eat.
The Pug and Cop Boxing Show on The Athletic.
Hey, everyone. This is Mike Coppinger. I am here in Dallas, Texas for the Canelo Alvarez-Billy Joe Saunders fight. It's been a wild fight week. We have the Gypsy King Tyson Fury running around yelling at Canelo, yelling at anybody associated with Alvarez, and it's making the fight week a lot of fun. This is the biggest fight since Deontay Wilder-Tyson Fury, and it's really the biggest fight since the pandemic started, so it's great to have fans back. We had a wild weigh-in scene today with 5,000+, and I'm sorry I missed everyone earlier this week, but I was replaced by the nice and awesome Latin snake Sergio Moore, so the show was in good hands. I'm in Dallas now. I was moving, and then I'll be in Miami, my new home, next week when we catch you next time. But, Lance, real quick now, I want to jump right into the weigh-in. What were your takeaways, if anything? I think Billy Joe's bringing the best out of Canelo, really bringing the personality out of him. We saw Canelo, as they walked away on the stage, Canelo was kind of nodding dismissively at him, shaking his head and laughing at him, and Billy Joe's in great shape finally for once. Canelo, though, he's a tank at 168. I mean, that guy looks like a bulldozer. What's your takeaway?
Look, I mean, I think that Canelo, as we know, Mike, is the number one pound-for-pound fighter in the world. And I think, it's obvious that a lot of fighters respect the hell out of this guy. But I love what Billy Joe's doing. I mean, I think you've got to take this tactic. And you had a good story today on The Athletic that you posted talking about, him trying to get under Canelo's skin. And it's a great thing to do. Look, let's see how it's a change of pace. Let's see how this guy operates in the ring if he's, got this I want to kill you type mindset. And clearly, on that first day when they walked in and those guys had words, Billy Joe has succeeded. And even today, when they were doing the weigh-in, he held up that number one finger like I'm the king at 168. And Canelo, very, very seriously, grimaced like no. So look, I think it's something that hasn't been done for a long time. I can remember Floyd Mayweather making a big point of telling Canelo that, look, I played you. I got you to cut a lot of weight and now you're uncomfortable for this fight. And Canelo had to answer that. And now he has to answer the sharp tongue of Billy Joe Saunders. So it's very enjoyable. And look, like you said, I mean, what's it been like out there for you when you've got not just Billy Joe, but Tyson Fury on his side also, carrying some of the message that's going on?
Yeah, Lance, there's been a lot of characters here. We have Eddie Hearn, of course, the ringleader of the circus. Canelo Alvarez is more outspoken than ever here. Billy Joe Saunders yelling at people, and Fury really is the engine here. He's been great, though. I mean, I was sitting with Adam Kovnatsky, the heavyweight contender, earlier today, drinking my coffee, and Fury walked over to Adam, and he goes, "Hey, man, you fought on my undercard back in 2013 when I knocked out Steve Cunningham. Great to see you." And he was like, when you lose your weight, don't lose too much, because Andy Ruiz lost too much and it didn't suit him well. And that was Fury's take. But, Fury's really a man about town around here. He takes that photos at every fan. He does every interview. He's in great, great spirits. And look, I think it's great that he's supporting. Look, Fury's a big star. I think it's great he's supporting his good buddy, Billy Joe Saunders, because not everyone would do that, especially when you're a star of Fury's magnitude, and he's making himself very available and being out there. And I think, like you said, he's really shouldering a lot of the attention here. I think it's probably helping Billy Joe relax and focus. And I think people are making a mistake if they're going to sleep on Billy Joe Saunders. Don't get me wrong. Canelo Alvarez is the best fighter in the world, and he deserves to be a decided favorite. But Billy Joe Saunders is not Callum Smith. He's a much better boxer. He's a tricky fighter. I think Billy Joe is going to give Canelo a good fight. That's my prediction.
Yeah, and I'll get into my prediction. I just had one question before I got to that, Mike, and that is, you know, with Tyson Fury in town, and not only is he there, he actually went on Eddie Hearn's podcast, and they had a pretty deep conversation on there. Is there any chance, is there speculation out there that Tyson Fury is in town because they're getting ready to announce Fury and Joshua on Saturday? What's your thoughts?
Well, it's funny. Yeah, I have an interview with Eddie Hearn that we're going to toss to in a little bit here. On the podcast, and I asked Eddie, because Eddie claims that the fight could be announced as soon as tomorrow, Saturday. I know they're looking at August 14th in Saudi Arabia and Riyadh, and the deal is not quite done yet, I was told today, but could get done in the next couple of days. Who knows? The date could change, like we've said all along. I don't know yet for sure, but I asked Eddie, I said, Fury's here. Is Joshua going to be in town? He said, no, Joshua will not be in town.
Okay.
But, you know, who never know? You never know if he's playing close to the vest or if Fury's going to announce it himself or whatnot. But Fury, I asked Fury straight up, are you going to fight Joshua? And I said, you probably won't believe the fight is done until there's a signed contract, right? And he goes, no, I don't believe the fight is done until I'm in the ring.
Yes.
So, but look, he's chomping at the bit to get his hands on Joshua. And I'm struck by how great Fury's spirit is, because we've all seen that Tyson can have good days and bad days. He's been very open about his mental health struggles, and he's all the way up right now. He's pumped.
Yeah, and I think that's what's at play. I mean, when you talk about the chances that Billy Joe Saunders has, I think they are connected to what you're talking about, that gypsy spirit. That is a real thing, Mike. I mean, we saw that in play when Tyson Fury basically destroyed Deontay Wilder. And I think that, you know, Billy Joe Saunders intends to shock the world as well against Canelo Alvarez. I guess I the way I see this fight, Mike, is that I think Billy Joe Saunders will have some he'll have some good early rounds, probably from between 1 and 5. My concern is that during that time, he may get caught by Canelo Alvarez. I think Canelo Alvarez has the ability to land one of those big punches that is going to hurt Billy Joe Saunders. Billy Joe Saunders is not going to be able to hurt Canelo Alvarez. And then as the fight goes on, I think Canelo Alvarez, I mean, you've talked to him. He's so certain that he's going to be able to solve this guy and finish him by the 9th or 10th round. And that would be my pick. Is when I did a story earlier this week on The Athletic when we talked about the odds about who's going to win. And not only that, the odds for a late stoppage or a late knockout. And to pick Canelo by stoppage around 9, 10, 11, I think it's a damn good bet on the BetMGM odds if you want to look at that. I would say if you put a gun to my head and you say, like, what round specifically, I'm going to say Canelo by 10th round stoppage. But I think, look, I totally believe out of all the 168-pound fighters who are going to be fighting Canelo Alvarez within this calendar year, that Billy Joe Saunders is going to give him the best fight of all.
Billy Joe is a really good fighter. I mean, he gets dogged, rightfully so, because he fights down to the level of his opposition. We've seen him look shaky against guys like Akhovov, and then we've seen him look spectacular against a guy like David Lemieux, who's a lot better. Now, obviously, Lemieux is not in the same league as Canelo Alvarez, but I think Billy Joe is going to – I think he's actually going to go to the decision. I like him at that. Wow. I like Canelo at plus 140 via decision. I think Billy Joe is going to use all of that 22-foot ring that he now has, and he's going to dance around in there. And I think it's just important that he not stand and trade with Canelo Alvarez. We saw early on in that fight in December with Callum Smith, I think it was by round two, I noticed rope burn on Callum Smith's back. If I see rope burn on Billy Joe Saunders' back, he's in big trouble and he's not going the distance. Keep the fight in the middle of the ring. Keep the jab popping. Maybe try to throw some check hooks at Canelo Alvarez. But most importantly, just keep moving. And Canelo Alvarez told us yesterday, it's important that he get the knockout. He's motivated to get the knockout. He said he does not like Billy Joe Saunders. And he's getting a little annoyed by everyone saying that he can't fight southpaws, because we saw him struggle with Austin Trout and Arizona De Lara back in like 2013, 2014. He says, I'm a way better fighter now, and I'm going to prove it with a knockout.
Yeah, there's no doubt that he has made strides under Eddie Reynoso, but there's also no doubt that Billy Joe Saunders is a very gifted southpaw who's coming into this fight, treating it as the fight of his life. So he's going to be the best version of Billy Joe Saunders. I truly expect that. You know, look, I think this is going to be the ultimate measuring test, Mike, right, on Canelo, about those strides that he insists that he has made. And look, we've seen enough of him to know that he has become a far superior fighter. I think the real mystery is, you know, does that also translate to dealing with a left-hander? And I think that's all going to be revealed Saturday night at AT&T Stadium.
Yeah, I can't wait. I mean, this Tyson Fury has really helped make this, give that big event fight feel. And it's a really crazy fight scene here at the hotel. All the Mexicans, all the Brits here. Eddie Reynoso had to be separated, I think, from Saunders' team yesterday. I mean, everyone's very fiery. It's great, though. I think Canelo needs this. I hate how, you know, I have all these Brits that are like all happy-go-lucky, you know, happy to be here. Billy Joe Saunders is not happy to be here. Billy Joe Saunders wants to win this fight badly. And I would pick Billy Joe Saunders over a lot of guys. I'd pick him over Gennady Golovkin, for example. Just hard to pick him over Canelo Alvarez. Lance, go on the record now. What is your pick? What rounds? I know you're picking Canelo. You going with the KO?
I'm gonna say Canelo by knockout in the 10th round, Mike. I mean, that's gonna be my final pick. I'll go with that one. What about you? You're gonna say decision?
I'm gonna go with Canelo via decision, and I think Billy Joe is gonna win 3 or 4 rounds. And he's going to have, like you said, a lot of success early on in the fight. Where the fight maybe turns is around round 5 or round 4, round 5, round 6. But I think Billy Joe is going to make a very good account of himself and make sure he gets another big fight. But now we are going to toss it to my interview with Eddie Hearn, who's going to talk about Canelo Alvarez, Billy Joe Saunders coming back from the dead after everyone wrote him off in the zone last year. And then his efforts to finalize this Anthony Joshua against Tyson Fury fight. So let's jump to that right now. All right, we're here with Eddie Hearn, man of the hour. You've broken the record now, the indoor attendance record. You're going to have probably 70,000. You're already at what, 65,000?
Something like that, yeah, 66,000.
Obviously, there are people out there chirping about COVID and all this, yeah. But look, you're doing it safe. People are vaccinated now.
Yeah, we're not scientists. We're promoters, and when we are told that we can proceed, we proceed. And tremendous for the sport of boxing, because all the eyes of the world will be on this fight. And boxing did that, you know. So as proud as we are as a team to bring this fight, I'm also proud for boxing that we've actually got a real fight for people to talk about and to showcase.
You know, you guys have done a ton of big events in the UK, you know, 90,000 plus in Cardiff and Wembley, Joshua fights. But now you're doing a big fight in the US. Where does this rank for you?
Well, this is one of the biggest fights I've ever done, because Joshua Klitschko was 90,000, Froch Groves was 80,000. We've actually got the biggest indoor record in the UK, in Britain as well, and Europe, with 80,000, I think it was, or 75 for Parker at the Millennium Stadium in Wales. That atmosphere was incredible. I honestly think this atmosphere might top it all. Yeah. Because, you know, I remember being in San Antonio for the Callum Smith fight, and what did we have, like 13,000? It was mad. You know, it was crazy. So Miami the same, 15,000. Just 70,000 people. It's going to be absolutely nuts in there, and I can't wait.
So you think this is going to be the biggest event you've ever done, you'll be most proud of to date?
Probably, because, of course, coming off the back of the pandemic as well. Yeah, when you're firing on all cylinders and things are just going great, it's quite easy to just carry on the momentum. But this is kind of one where we've gone through that 14-month period of no crowds or few crowds, and we come out the other side. And also for us in the US, you know we've been here for 3 years now. You know, we probably started a little bit slower than we expected. The pandemic hit, we've come through out of that. We're now representing the pound for pound number one. We're putting on the biggest fights in the US. So it's a great look for us as well as a company.
This has to be especially gratifying for you, because you know how many people were dancing on your grave last year when the zone stopped the payments or delayed payments, whatever you want to call it. And everyone's saying, Eddie's done for, Eddie couldn't make it in the US. And now you have this.
Yeah, I'll make it clear as well. No, the zone never stopped any payments to us. You know, they're an outstanding partner. So that stuff is really just people trying to, as you said, dance on the grave. I probably come in, Mike, a little bit on the loud side. You know,
no,
I was trying to ruffle some feathers. It worked, but also it made the people that didn't like me dislike me even more and pray for my downfall. That also makes me more driven, and I knew we'd get there. And I'm not saying we're completely where we want to be, but you know, we're pretty close. I think for DAZN, the numbers this weekend around the world are going to be absolutely huge for them. They're in a great place, and onwards and upwards.
I think this is kind of snuck up on at least me a little bit and a lot of boxing fans, but this Canelo Saunders fight, now that I'm here, feels huge.
It is.
It's got to be the biggest Canelo fight easily since he fought Triple G in the rematch in September of 18, right?
For sure. I mean, globally as well. Don't forget, of course, the interest in the UK is just absolutely huge for this fight. The US, the live crowd, the gate, everything. It's a monster event. And, you know, again, the timing is just perfect for everybody.
You know, obviously this is a massive event, but an even bigger event would be Tyson Fury-Anthony Joshua fight that you've been trying to get done for, it seems like, years now. Mm. How close are you at this moment?
Well, I'd love to try and maybe announce on Saturday, but again, you know, we talked about that, and it's like there's a lot of broadcasters that are involved that aren't involved this Saturday, so it's kind of like, oh, can you not do that? Maybe Tyson Fury will announce. Me and you have a £500, a $500 bet, which I'm going to take off you shortly, but you said once they get in the ring.
Once they get in the ring.
You'll get an announcement soon, and then if they get in the ring, it's been a lot of hard work, Mike, you know, but again, that everything still gone? Comes back to, like, people told me we couldn't do it or it wouldn't be done. And I haven't given up, and you know, whether it's Saturday or shortly after, good news very soon.
Well, hey, we have Tyson Fury here supporting his buddy Billy Joe. Is Absolutely. Joshua coming in?
No. You can't. Tyson's been here for like a month training, right. So now with the waiver situation, they're sort of stopping people coming unless they're performing. So just Tyson this Saturday.
There's a lot of shushing going on here, huh?
What?
A lot of shushing.
I know. Well, I don't know why. I mean, it's a media room. But
It is a media room.
Yeah, yeah.
But look, you have Canelo Alvarez right now, the biggest star in boxing. Mm. You have Anthony Joshua, who's probably the biggest star in the UK.
Yeah, I mean, I guess they're both tossed up. Who's the biggest star in boxing? Of course, Canelo's drawing the US.
So who is Eddie Hearn's favorite now? Who's his favorite Anthony's, son?
You know, Anthony's my boy. I've told Canelo that, you know, I've been with him for many, many years. But I'm a big fan of Canelo Alvarez. We've got a great working relationship. But, you know, Saturday it's over to him. I've made the fight, made the best man win.
Yeah, he dealt with a lot of nonsense this week with the ring, and I'm sure Billy's is playing mind games. Yeah. So now it's going to be what, a 22-foot ring?
Yeah. I think it was part mind games, but also, you know, he wanted a 24-foot ring, which was quite ridiculous. You know, we agreed on a 20, but then, you know, I just said, I have to give props to Canelo as well, because I said to him, look, you can stand your ground here. You know, Billy said, I'll fly home. He asked me to book his tickets. I actually believe him. A lot of people, no, he wouldn't. Trust me.
Really? You think so?
Yeah, absolutely. Him and his dad would fly home. But I went to Canelo and I said, look, if you're bothered about this, stand your ground, you know. And he went, I could not care less. And I said, no, but that was good, because even if you couldn't care less, a lot of ego sometimes in boxing, you know, Mike, no. And sometimes the fight falls through, so it was quite big of him. And I think part of him wanted Saunders to have no excuses. He said, no, let him have it. You know, so thank you for that. And, you know, good luck to Billy Joe Saunders. He's in tremendous shape. He's had a great camp. This is his moment. Made the best man win.
I mean, it looks like we're getting a Canelo Alvarez that's showing way more personality than I've ever
seen. That's the key. Because you can't just lock him away. You know, you have to make him feel comfortable in what he's doing. You have to showcase his English, which is outstanding. And certainly from a UK point of view, like, his popularity's gone through the roof. There he is.
There he is right now.
All right.
Lastly, what's your prediction for Saturday in terms of being a good fight? I know you're not going to say a win.
Yeah, I think it'd be a great fight, because I think Billy Joe Saunders is, you know, very clever, very cute, has tremendous skill. And Canelo Alvarez, pound for pound, number one. I'm looking forward to seeing. I think Canelo's excited to show his improvement since those fights.
Let's step aside right now for a break.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
All right, thanks again to Eddie Hearn for the time. Great as always. You can follow Eddie Hearn on Twitter and on Instagram at Eddie Hearn. Lance, any final thoughts before we go?
Look, Mike, I mean, I think that, you know, we were both there the night that Tyson Fury fought Deontay Wilder. And the fact that we're sitting here now about 15 months later with boxing finally returning to the way it had been is very refreshing and uplifting. And obviously the fans are flocking. They want to see the return of boxing. They will get it Saturday night outside Dallas, and it's going to be a great night, you know, not just for Canelo Alvarez, as I'm picking, but I think it's great to have the sport back at this level, you know, with this record crowd in the U.S. It's going to be sensational. Looking forward to watching it. We basically will get two boxing Super Bowls this year, hopefully, if Fury and Joshua take place, and this is the first of them.
Absolutely, Lance. And earlier before I mentioned that 22-foot ring, I'd be remiss if I didn't really explain for anyone who doesn't know out there what happens. But Billy Joe Saunders' last couple of fights, 18-foot rings, kind of a smaller ring. A lot of times championship fights, I believe, a 22-foot ring, 20-foot ring, it depends. But Canelo, Billy Joe Saunders asked for a 24-foot ring, and he said he was going to fly home. And Eddie told me, and as you heard in the interview, that he believes that Billy Joe actually would have walked and left. I don't believe that, but I think it was mind games, whatever you will. Now, Billy Joe gets his 22-foot ring after Eddie Hearn said to Canelo Alvarez, "Do you mind?" And Canelo said, "Nah, fuck it. I'm still going to knock him out." So props to Canelo for not standing his ground and just, you know, getting on with the fight. He knows he doesn't need it. And we're going to see how much that ring really plays into it tomorrow. But I expect Billy Joe Saunders to try to use all of that ring. And I think it's going to be a really good fight. I think it's been a fun promotion. Hopefully the fight does deliver in the ring, as I think it can, because the undercard certainly is not going to, Lance.
Oh, terrible undercard. You're absolutely right. But to go back to what you were just talking about, Mike, I mean, I agree with you. I mean, the mind games of the Gypsy King and Billy Joe Saunders, who has that gypsy blood in him, that's what they want to do. They want to get under your skin. And for Canelo to go into savage mode and say, fuck it, bring it on, I mean, it speaks volumes about what we're going to get in the ring on Saturday night, in my opinion.
Yeah, Lance, and two quick news points before we go. Some things I just got, both things I got a couple of hours ago. One is Eddie Hearn is going to make an offer to Top Rank and Joe Smith Jr., a multi-million-dollar offer for Joe Smith Jr. to defend his 175-pound title against Daniel Jacobs, who would move up from 168. Is that a fight that interests you?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, especially when you've got that, you know, that kind of money in play. I mean, to see a very fired-up Daniel Jacobs, I mean, I know, you know, against Chavez and the fight after that, it was, you know, very lethargic, to be honest with you. But I think that if we've got a motivated Danny Jacobs and he's maybe working with Andre Rozier again, I'd love to see that fight. It's that would step in front of the a showdown with Artur Beterbiev, right?
Yeah, it would if it gets done. It's going to be up to Joe Smith, obviously. But it sounds like Eddie Hearn's going to be offering more money than Joe Smith would make against Beterbiev, that's for sure. But we'll see what happens there. I like the fight as well. I think, obviously, Daniel Jacobs is the better fighter. I think the question is how does he handle the size and the power of Joe Smith, and what does he have left after that lethargic performance, as you put it, against Gabe Rosado? I think lethargic is probably generous of you, Lance. but I think it is an interesting fight. Anytime you have a guy who's an established entity in Daniel Jacobs moving up, trying to become a two-time champ, a two-division champ, I think it's intriguing.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, look, I mean, that division is definitely alive and you can say on fire. So to have Danny involved in that, I think is a good thing. And again, I think he will be motivated and inspired, and that's going to be the best version of Danny Jacobs is a very good fighter.
Absolutely. And the other thing is I'm being told that the Andy Ruiz, Chris Arreola pay-per-view generated over 125,000 buys, that it could reach 150, but over 125. I think that's probably about what we expected. It's at least about what I expected, you know, for a fight that probably should not have been on pay-per-view, but had probably a solid price point of $49.95 and a decent enough undercard. And it ended up being a fun fight. You know, if I would have, I was there ringside, so were you, but if I would have bought the pay-per-view, I don't think I'd have that bad taste in my mouth.
Yeah, I mean, when it was first announced, Mike, I thought it was going to be a horrific number, but I think that boxing fans, the hardcore fans, as we thought ourselves, once you started thinking about that matchup, you said, you know, like, these are two sluggers. These guys are both going to be chasing that knockout, and even though one did not come, it was a very entertaining fight, especially in the first half, and to see Andy Ruiz come back and you know, give a strong account of himself after the way he was in Saudi Arabia, I think is a great thing for this very stacked heavyweight division.
Well, that's going to do it for today, everybody. Thanks again for joining us, and we will catch you next week. We're going to break down that Canelo Alvarez, Billy Joe Saunders fight, and much, much more. See you next week.